In this bulletin, Queensland threatens to shut borders as it closely monitors various coronavirus clusters across the country. Locals in China express concerns about US-China tensions as a consulate in Chengdu closes. And in the A-League, the Wanderers snatch a late draw against the Mariners. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. Queensland is threatening to close its borders again if virus outbreaks in other jurisdictions pose too great a risk. The area of Fairfield in Sydney joins Liverpool, Campbelltown and Victoria on Queensland's list of hotspots. New South Wales Health is urging anyone who lives in or has visited Potts Point in the past 2 weeks to get tested if they develop flu-like symptoms. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says further border measures could be soon on the agenda.
If there is outbreaks of community transmission where it cannot be sourced or there are clusters, we will not hesitate to declare hotspots, or we will not hesitate, if it gets out of control, to slam the border shut.
Meanwhile, the Northern Territory has extended its travel ban against Sydney-siders for another 4 weeks, while Victorians are barred from entering indefinitely. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Michael Kidd has flagged aged care as a growing concern as Victoria's new Aged Care Response Centre begins operations. Since April, aged care residents have made up around 5% of Victoria's cases, while staff contribute to 4%. Professor Kidd says Australia's record figures are very concerning.
The people who have died in the past 24 hours were aged from their 50s to their 90s. The tragedy of COVID-19 is that we know, with the number of new infections that we have seen today, that there will be many further deaths in the days ahead.
Australia once again broke the National Day single-figure infection record yesterday, reporting 549 new cases of COVID-19. Victoria accounted for 6 deaths and 532 cases, while New South Wales confirmed 17 of their own. Chinese locals are concerned about US-China relations as the country closes its US consulate in Chengdu. The shutdown marks a dramatic escalation in tensions between the world's two biggest economies. China gave the US 27 hours to vacate its Chengdu post, the same amount of time China was given to leave its mission in Houston, Texas. This resident, Mr. Lee, says he's concerned about the relationship deterioration.
Although it's political and a foreign relations issue, it has an impact on the benefits of Chinese citizens. Because we need to go and travel in the US, and some of our relatives need to go and study in the US. These things will all be greatly affected. We feel very sad about the breaking up of the relationship between China and the US.
A record number of African-American women are running for US Congress in 2020 as racial justice protests continue across the country. Only 4.3% of all members of Congress are African-American women, despite making up nearly 8% of the US population. Arkansas State Senator Joyce Elliott says she will fight for the disproportionate number of African Americans who have died from coronavirus.
I think black women and other women as well internalize so many of the things that are unjust. And women, I think, just have a whole different way of looking at the world that is more inclusive many times, because we're multitaskers. And I think we see perspectives differently from men. But as much as anything, we've been the voices that have been left out, and I think people recognise that.
And in the A-League, Western Sydney Wanderers believe there is room for improvement after the team's 1-1 draw against the Central Coast Mariners. Playing for the first time in over 4 months, the ninth-placed Wanderers needed an 88th-minute equaliser from substitute Simon Cox to earn a 1-1 draw away against bottom-of-the-table Central Coast. They stay in ninth spot as a result, 4 points behind sixth place Adelaide with a game in hand.
You know, the circulation of the ball can be a little bit better, even so that, you know, we had like 49% of possession, so it was pretty even that way. You know, at times we could have been a little bit more ruthless in and around the box. And also, you know, in terms of in transition, you know, from having the ball to without the ball, we look vulnerable at times, you know, that's in our organisation, and we were excellent at that before the break. It's something that, you know, we'll be discussing.
And now a look at today's weather. Cloudy in Perth, Adelaide and Hobart, much the same in Melbourne, possible showers in Canberra, windy in Wollongong and similar conditions in Sydney, sunny in Brisbane, Darwin and Cairns. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.